A dozen sled dogs are hooked up to a fence as veterinarian Lori Mathaler Mullins runs her hand all across these canine athletes. Their backs, their legs, their paws, flanks, and bellies.
Just getting a good feel of their abdomen, their organs. Does anything feel enlarged? Everything feels pretty normal.
Mathaler Mullins is looking for minor injuries or irregularities that could cause problems as the dogs run 300 miles in cold temperatures during their upcoming race. This dog's joints are fine. It doesn't have any broken nails, the paw pads aren't cracked, so Mathaler Mullins rounds out the quick exam with her stethoscope.
And then, the fun part, this is my favorite part, listening to heart lungs. These guys just have these incredible, strong heartbeats. Nice part.
Vet checks are part of the pre-race routine. Mathaler Mullins is part of a team of 5 volunteers who visit all the mushers running the K300 in order to verify that they're setting out with healthy dogs. 21 mushers competing in this year's race, that means their small crew is assessing about 250 canines. This particular team belongs to Jeff King, who's won the K300 on 9 different occasions.
My first Cusco was 88.
King says that over those 3-plus decades, the race's dog care regime has changed very little.
It's been very consistent that the vets come out to the host families and visit the dogs and give them a good looking over.
Some of the veterinarians go back a ways with the race, too. One from Ohio's been coming out to Bethel for 16 years. Another made the trip all the way from Ireland. For Mathaler Mullins, though, who moved to Bethel from Iowa almost a year ago, this is her first K300.
It's pretty darn cool. It's an opportunity most veterinarians don't get to have.
Sled dogs, Mathaler Mullins says, are super athletes. And she makes it sound like getting to examine them is like a carpenter working with the very highest quality wood.
They have these low resting heart rates and these incredible lungs and, you know, running your hand over their muscles and down their legs and, you know, feeling their joints. There definitely is an aesthetic beauty and getting an appreciation for how they're built and how solid they are.
But Mathaler Mullins' interest in veterinary care goes beyond just dogs. Her day job is built around public health and outreach to the dozens of communities in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
If I can improve dog population health in the villages, we are directly impacting human health.
What she means is that for communities living so closely alongside large numbers of dogs, their well-being translates to residents' well-being. The region has a reported rate of dog bites that is 6 to 7 times higher than the national average. So when Mathaler Mullins leaves her home in Bethel to run mobile vet clinics in villages, one of the things she's doing is administering rabies vaccines, because that cuts down on the likelihood that a dog bite will cause someone to have to travel to Bethel for expensive, painful medical treatments.
So the cost of having this program in place as a public health veterinarian far outweighs the cost of not having it.
Mathaler Mullins' work is grant-funded through a collaboration between Colorado State University and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The clinics also provide spay-neuter services and deworming. In Bethel, I'm Zachariah Hughes,